Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is May 10, 2023. I'm Benjamin, of course, and tonight we're doing gentle group healing. And this is where we do our usual setup, and then we relax and we ask the Oz, give us the healing we need, but make it just as gentle as it can possibly be and get the job done. So thanks for showing up and being willing to clear some stuff you don't need. As always, my request is that you give us your full attention while you're here, whether you're live or on the recording. That'll help you. It'll help everyone else because the quality of attention you hold affects everybody else, whether you are live or on the recording. If you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. I want to welcome everyone who I see in the participant window live right now. So welcome to Anjali, Angela, Bree, Brian, Eric, Fran, James, Jan, Karen, Laura, Marilyn, Pam, and looks like Jan's here twice. So I don't know how you pulled that trick, but welcome, double Jan. So welcome, one and all. Thanks also to those of you on the recording joining us. You're just as present energetically as if you had been on the live Zoom. And I want to thank all of you again. The energy is already coming in, so let us get rolling. This call usually takes about an hour, so hopefully we'll be somewhere in that time frame. Please close your eyes and just become aware of how your body feels and become aware of your energy body. Just get your starting vibe. Also want to, most of the people here have been very consistently present for a lot of calls, and you are really helping us build a solid container for group energy. So thank you. You're helping form sort of a core group who really help hold the membership energy really beautifully. So thank you so much for you being here. All righty. So I invite you to stay passive. If you feel energy moving as I set up the container, just feel that. If you don't feel it, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, please remain passive. Let the allies do it for you. Pachamama Namakia. Wirakocha Inti I am that I am. So, Spirit Song is having trouble getting in. So, we're going to pause right there. I am going to run upstairs and help her get onto the meeting. She's coming in as a participant. So, just hold that vibe right there. And I will pause the official recording and I'll be right back. All righty, I'm back. And Spirit Song is connected. Yep, there she is in the just window. So thank you for your patience while I dealt with that. And welcome, Spirit Song. So I'm going to just take it from the top. Pachamama. Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kwiti. I am that I am. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, and higher dimensional consciousness. For all of us, we call Amma the Hugging Saint, Archangel. Oh, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Mount Everest. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, that's a sweet container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to invite them now. Lots of beautiful allies coming in. Welcome all. Whoa, I hope you all can feel that sweet additional energy. Really nice. Alrighty. Alright, our container's good. We got tons of allies. So now let's do some embodied awakening invocation. I think you all know the drill. So in a moment, we'll invite our higher self into our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So please, speaking to your higher self, repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, become passive. Allow your higher self to soak into you as if you're a sponge and it's water. Stay just completely passive. If you get distracted, just return to feeling the energy coming in. If you can't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. Please use the absolute least effort needed to feel energy or breath, and that might be no effort at all. If you feel a little heavy energy getting shaken up, that happens sometimes as the higher self comes in. It needs to clear a little space. So you might get a little extra healing on the side as the embodied awakening invocation locks in. Feeling good. Once you're in embodied awakening, the following will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you get all the way there, wonderful. If you get partway there, wonderful. Just take whatever shows up. Please be passive at any rate. Passive and patient is the key to receiving the deepest embodied awakening that's available in this moment. And the great news is, no matter how wonderful it is right now, it can always get even better. That's feeling pretty good. I'm feeling a really solid field and it feels real stable. So, since my experience tends to be kind of the vibe of what the group is experiencing, I feel like we're pretty good on our embodied awakening. So now, time to do the main event, the gentle healing process. So before we call it in, just a reminder that even though this is gentle group healing, your experience may still be somewhat intense. Again, the idea is as gentle as possible while still getting the job done. So it may be a little strong at times, but your allies in this event are erring on the side of gentleness as opposed to like all that intensity, get it done as fast as possible. Sometimes the gentle approach takes a little longer, but you'll see as we get into it. Be willing to feel a little bit of challenging energy and just sit with it as we go. I'll narrate as we move through the process. I'll remind you that in all the years I've done any kind of healing invocation, not once ever has a person said that they got overwhelmed. I don't think it can happen. I don't think your higher self will allow it. So let's assume that you're safe and that you could open fully to whatever you're feeling. And the more you open to it, and the more passive you stay, the quicker and more easily it will run through. So if you want it to be gentle, then open fully. Alrighty, so let's speak to our higher self and say this out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. As gently as gets the job done. Let the words go. Whoa, the field's already starting up. And here we go. So now I encourage passivity. To be explicit about that, I encourage no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. More passive you are, the more effective the healing is going to be. If at any point you feel like the healing is more intense than you prefer, just say to the allies, As gentle as possible, please. And they may lighten it up for you. It may well be that at certain points, thoughts or images may be swirling around in your field. That's fine. Let them be there, no resistance. However, put your focus, please, on the feeling. Our experience over the years has shown that attention to the feeling tends to give a better outcome for healing than going to either thought or imagery. So we resist nothing, we allow everything, but we focus on feeling. If you get distracted, you'll notice that at some point, gently return attention to feeling. Feel energy if it's available. If you cannot feel energy, feel your breath come and go. And finally, use the absolute least effort that allows you to completely feel the healing process. Hold your attention wherever the challenging energy is strongest. To get technical, anyone who's read my book or done the course knows there's kind of one main healing invocation and then three variations. Technically, what we do here is a next in line healing process. We leave it to the divine to bring up whatever needs healing next. And if you want to, you can specify a thing to be healed. I recommend, after making that request, though, to relax and open to whatever happens anyway. Your higher self actually knows what healing you need better than your ego does. And I invite you, even should you make a request, to relax and let your higher self run the show. One further nuance. When I say no deliberate visualizing or imagining, that means you're not trying to see anything through effort. If the image comes up spontaneously, that's fine. You allow it. But as I said earlier, you just let it be in the background and you return your attention to feeling. I recommend that approach because, again, historically, that's what's given people the best healings. You may feel heavy energy leave your hands or feet. Those are the most common exit points. It may leave other ways. It might just transmute to love and light right where it is. Just let it do what it does. Your higher self is handling all those details. Additionally, allow your body to do what it wants to do to release. This might include trembling, shaking, or vibrating. You might want to cry or make sound. You might want to get up and stomp or flail your arms or move around in some way. If that's all spontaneous, please allow it. And you might just be silent and still. Whatever the body wants to do, if at all possible, please allow that. And this is not your ego thinking it should do any of those things. It's the body spontaneously, doing them, in a more in the moment kind of way. There may now be periods of silence. I may or may not do music. Only if the allies call a particular song will I play it. So I have no idea if there will be any. And as we go into this process, I invite you to release any preference about whether your experience in any given moment is challenging or blissful. It might be one or the other, it might be both. As always, if you are willing to stay present through a challenging experience and the heavy energy flushes, you will have a bliss that follows it as your awakening deepens. You cannot do an effective, significant healing without receiving a corresponding uptick in your spiritual awakening. because the heavy stuff that you just cleared is what was in the way of the next awakening in the first place. So relax and just let stuff happen now. Another point the allies are asking me to emphasize is that there is no danger of overwhelm. I know I said this earlier, but apparently someone needs to hear it. Your higher self, who is running this whole process, is watching you constantly, whether you're live or on the recording. It is not going to let the healing process get more intense than you can handle. There are many healing approaches that say, you need to titrate the intensity, only feel a certain percentage of the trauma. In this approach, you can relax and feel all of it because your higher self is doing the titrating, and it will only allow as much into the field as you can process. So the burden of, you know, throttling is removed from your ego. You can just let it all come in and know that your higher self is bringing in exactly the right amount. I'm noticing a lot of heavy energy stirred up in my body. So that means a lot of y'all are feeling that too. In a healing event like this, there tends to be a rinse and repeat cycle. What we're in right now, for most of us anyway, is the heavy energy getting stirred up. You may feel a lot of intensity and strong vibration in your body. They're loosening up the next layer to be flushed. Once it is loose enough, they will shift to rinse. And then the stuff that got stirred up gets flushed out or transmuted. And then once it's sufficiently cleared, they'll go to the next layer. And they just read, stir it up, flush it out, stir it up, flush it out. That is the usual cycle. Also, if I'm narrating a certain experience and your experience is different, please go with your experience. Do not use effort to match my description of a healing process. If you're getting your own customized process, just go with that, please. Make me the Charlie Brown teacher going, wah, 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 if your experience is different. I'm feeling a lot of intensity and also very easy release. It's like we've got a high volume of energy coming through and a lot of heavy energy is getting flushed very easily. It's like a strong current flowing smoothly and vigorously. At least that's my experience. As a reminder, everybody is muted. Nobody can hear you. And unless you have your camera turned on, nobody can see you. So you can do whatever you need to do to move energy without concern for anyone else on this call having any awareness of it. Oh, the Allies are having me add something I don't usually talk about. As you release, you may have wounded parts of you that protest or try to stop you or say what you're doing isn't right for some reason, trying to run interference with the healing process. If so, treat those resistant voices like anything else that is not the feeling of the energy itself. Allow them to speak, but let them be in the background. Put your attention on the feeling of the energy moving. Don't let the wounded parts take over the show. Stay conscious as your divine being and let your higher self do its thing. If you become distracted, just keep coming back to feeling the energy moving. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go. My sense is this experience is strong and gentle both. And I remind you yet again, your experience of gentleness will be maximized when you open fully to the experience. If you resist the healing or try to control it in any way, you will create blockage and interference, and it will become less gentle. Your ego controlling will remove the gentleness from the process. So please trust your higher self to do this for you. Trust the container we're in. Trust the beautiful allies who are present to help you. They are all expert healers, and they are willing to give you a healing magnitudes beyond anything your ego could do for itself if you will simply let them do it, which of course I strongly encourage. Even if a part of you is insisting that you must control this process in some way, acknowledge it. Let it be in the background and hold your attention on the feeling of the energy. Or if that's not available, the feeling of your breath coming and going on its own. Just do the best you can. We want your awakened self running this process, not some wounded part. I'm feeling a significant shift in the field now. I am considerably more aware of my awakened self now. I'm feeling my light body more strongly. Again, if your experience is different, go with whatever's happening for you, but my experience is a respite, just a pausing. An opportunity just to feel the wonderful awareness of my divine being magnified. My energy expending well beyond my physical body. Experiencing the truth that I am much more fundamentally a being of energy than a being of flesh. All right, I'm feeling drainage out the feet and hands again, so the next healing round is firing up. Relax into it. Remember that you doing your best not only is good for you, but you just doing the best you can in this process serves everybody else who is on the live call. Or doing the recording afterward. We all help each other with what we do. Which again is why I request your undivided attention for this process. Our member Sarah could not be here, but she requested to be the recipient of the healing energy as well. So I, allies, please send Sarah the maximum amount of this good juju that serves her highest good. Thank you. Lots of shaking up happening for me. Remember, you don't have to know anything at all about what's being cleared. Sometimes heavy energy leaves and you never have a clue what it was. And your healing is just as complete and helpful. Other times, stuff will be clearing and some thought or image will pop in and let you know what's leading. Acknowledge it. Let the thought or image go to the background and you return your attention to feeling. Allow all imagery and thought to just run in the background without resistance. Your attention is on feeling. And again, I'm going to emphasize that a little more strongly. Sometimes people get through this call, oh, I was doing it wrong. I was having thoughts and images come up. That's not wrong. That happens. The strategy is to allow it with no resistance, but to the best of your ability, returning attention to the feeling of the process. There is no expectation that this experience will be free of thoughts or images. We just choose to focus on the feeling. Thank you. is notice where is the heavy stuff getting stirred up in your body right now. It's passively fair. And now there's a flush happening, at least for me. Let it drain away. Don't worry about what it is. There's nothing wrong with thoughts and images. After this process is complete, you can think all you want and review imagery all you want. But while we're in the process, I believe you will have a more effective healing by focusing on feeling. So right now the healing is actually feeling pretty intense, but it's so smooth that there is a gentle element to it as well. So if you're also feeling a lot of intensity with the healing, just know that by relaxing into it and staying open to it, even a higher intensity can still be gentle. Okay, there's a new awakening available right here, but some people are resisting it for some reason. So if you're noticing that a new feeling is inviting itself in, and there's a part of you clenching or resisting, just relax. Invite that part to just try it on and see if it doesn't feel all right. Just relax into the new feeling. It might be unknown. It might be a new level for you. That's okay. That's how we grow. That's better. Thank you. So now I'm perceiving just a particular frequency being held steadily. Yeah. Okay. So we've done a lot of the grosser healing now, and now this energy is sort of more subtle. It's kind of burrowing in deeper. So just relax and allow this subtler, deeper divine energy to penetrate a little more deeply into your energy. Now they're ready to clear some of the subtler stuff. Again, if your experience is different than what I am describing, go with what your experience is. My narration is for the majority of the people on the call. Okay, Once again, a frequency shift is trying to happen. Some people are resisting it. I don't know if you're live or on the recording. Please do your best to relax and let it happen. If parts of you are fighting it, acknowledge their concern and then return to the feeling. Just open to it the best you can. If you're not accustomed to moving into these new levels, it's a little disorienting or scary at first. After you do it a few times, you kind of get the hang of it. You can't have a new awakening without it being something you haven't experienced before in this lifetime. It's going to be foreign and unusual at first. I encourage you to relax into it anyway. And once you get used to it, it'll just be your new normal. And then you'll step up from there eventually to the next wonderful level. But you have to be a little bit courageous, a little bit bold, willing to feel the next level. Bottom line, you just have to not fight it when it shows up. That's feeling better. Thank you. And when I make these comments, there's no shame, there's no blame. I totally believe everyone on these calls is doing the very best they know how. But it is my responsibility as a facilitator to note when there's a restriction in the field and to try to talk us through it so that we can all go to the next level together. Just do the best you can. Feels like the allies are digging into another subtle layer to be healed. So relax and just be with whatever comes up now. Now some nice blissful energy is increasing because of how the great onion of consciousness works. That beautiful awakening energy is already there waiting on you. And it's just those layers of old wounds and traumas surrounding it that are blocking some of that energy from your human self. And each of these healing rounds takes off a layer. Let's a little more light through and offers you a deeper awakening. It's incremental. And for most of us, it's endless. There's always a next wonderful layer beyond the one we're at. Here's another layer of awakening offering itself. Please relax into it and open to it. nice. If you're using effort, gotcha. Let it go. Be passive. Let it come to you. That can be a deeply ingrained habit to try to make it happen, but that's not how we do it here. We become passive and we let it come to us, courtesy of our higher self and our beautiful allies. Yeah, see if you can't feel yourself now much more as a being of energy, of light, compared to when we started this call. Just note that for a moment and then return to just feeling whatever's happening in your field. Okay, I'm starting to feel a gradual settling back into physical body awareness. It's like they're starting to wrap it up here. Again, please don't do anything. Just stay passive and let them gently, kind of bring it all together in your body. Many of us have been expanded out into other dimensions. They're not going to gently bring as much of this higher vibration energy back into the physical body as they can, so that you have a new normal to operate from. One in an endless laddering up of new consciousness over time. So just become aware of your physical body. When we started, we had you check in. How did your body feel? How did your energy feel? Just feel it now. You can remember back to when we started, see if it feels different than that. We'll give the odds just a moment longer to bring it all together for you. Some of us are there, but we'll leave a moment for the rest of us to catch up. By the way, if you're still in an intense healing process as I close this, please continue your process for as long as it wants to run. And then your higher self will wrap it up for you at the right time. Some of us are going to get overtime. Lucky you. All right, that feels pretty complete. Allies, please take this good medicine and broadcast it out to all beings on earth whom it will serve. And beyond that, to all beings everywhere whom this energy will serve. Thank you. Now, there's nothing we humans have to do. Just relax and let the allies spread the good medicine around. As always, there's an infinite supply of it, so none of us will be robbed of anything here. If anything, we'll be augmented. We'll actually get a little bit more of the good energy because it's being shared. Again, with infinite supply, there's plenty to go around. Okay, the sharing is complete. And we'll close this up. After we close, we'll open to questions and comments. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha. Inti quici. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate? And to whom? Alrighty, that formally closes the container. And if you gotta go, feel free to go. If you want to hang around and ask questions or make comments, unmuting is now allowed. If you're on the live call, just unmute and speak if you wish. If you'd rather type in the chat, that's welcome as well, whatever you want to do. Would love to hear people's experiences if you want to share them or any questions you have. Just jump right in. Assuming you're functional. If no one jumps in, we'll just enjoy the afterglow. And the allies are giving us a little bonus energy here. Frequency shifted just now. Thank you, allies. Okay, nobody's chiming in at all. Will this be one of those rare events where no one says anything at all? We'll see. Spirit song. Hi.
Hello, I just wanted to thank you for creating this space, and gratitude to everyone here. Thanks to those who've been holding good energy for me. And this was so deep and so beautiful. It was hard to come back, but I know how profound it is, and I'm grateful. And I just wanted to express that and my love to everyone.
Thank you, beloved. anyone doesn't already know, Spirit Song is my life partner, and she's right upstairs. And Bree has typed, was definitely very gentle tonight. I felt tingly and light twitching in my fingers and legs. Sounds perfect. Anyone else have a question or comment? All right, we'll leave a moment longer for feedback, see if anyone chimes in. Angela says, I'm finally starting to feel the light and heavy energies. Good for you. Yeah, if you just keep coming to these events, even if you're not super sensitive when you start, it'll start coming on for most people. Marilyn says, I was sweating a lot. Good. Sweating is another form of detoxing, purifying. Heavy energy can leave through shaking, sweating, heat, cold, stuff coming out. You can feel energy moving. In ayahuasca ceremonies, people release through vomiting and pooping and peeing. And that doesn't happen so much here, but it can. Potentially, usually not on a gentle call. Bree says, thank you, Benjamin, for all you do. You're really making a difference. I'm glad to hear that, Bree. Marilyn says she was hot as well. Yeah, I call that holy fire, where the divine heat comes in and is there some heavy stuff that needs to burn out. After a while, I learned just let happen what needs to happen. At first, I was trying to understand, why is it hot? Why is it cold? Why am I shaking? And after a while, I got it. I'm not going to know that. I'm just going to let it happen. Bree, I see that you're unmuted. Would you like to share something? So, Bree, if you are speaking, I can't hear you. But your microphone shows that it's on. Oh, she's muted again. So I guess she didn't really want to talk or something happened. Brian typed, much appreciation for every single one of you and to all our allies. It was so good to hear Spirit Song's voice, eternal blessings all. Bree said, it's having issues, ugh. So I guess she wanted to talk and her tech is giving her a problem. That's okay. You're welcome to type something if that's appropriate. So Bree's unmuted again. You want to try it again? Again, no sounds coming through. Oh,
what about?
There you are.
Okay.
Yay, good job.
Yay, okay. I wanted to ask, so I've been coming, I want to say consistently, probably about, I want to say almost a month now. So when I first started, it was like big yawns, like the entire event. This was actually my first event was the gentle healing.
Okay.
And big yawns. So now as I come to the events, I could still feel, but it's not like the yawning and everything, the twitching, it's not as prominent.
Okay.
And does that mean I'm still doing everything correctly? I do what we talked about and when I was when you were coaching me, and I just go to the minimal awareness as quickly as I can. I've gotten really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mean, I feel like I'm there, but I guess I just don't have like those yawns anymore, things, not as much at least.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you yawn or not. The only thing that matters is if you're having a helpful experience. Would you say overall that as you show up to our events that you feel like you're getting some benefit from being here?
Oh yeah, every experience, every event.
Well, all the rest is just details. As long as you're getting the benefit, who cares if you're yawning or not?
Okay. I know you said that there's always like levels. So I wasn't sure if like, okay, I feel like I healed a lot of deep stuff. Like since I've been working with you guys, like I feel like a lot of stuff has cleared. And I know there's always going to be new levels, but I mean, I guess if all that deep stuff is gone, maybe, I don't know.
Well, sounds to me like you're getting your money's worth.
Oh yeah. Yes. Best purchase ever.
Okay. Yeah, I would say if you're getting the benefit, if your healing and awakening process is being supported.
Yeah.
The details of whether you're yawning or not, whether you're shaking or not, who cares? As long as the work is happening, the way you get there is just secondary as far as I'm concerned. As long as the bottom line, I'm healing, I'm awakening, then
yeah,
that matters, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm addicted to this. So yeah, you guys are stuck with me. Ha!
Yay! So happy to be stuck with you.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Yeah, thank you for joining and thank you for showing up so consistently. We love having you. All right. And Anjali said, wow, a gentle, juicy one. Some really big upgrades to new levels. Yay. Glad to hear that. Anjali has been with us for years. In fact, she's one of the ones on the info page. She's one of the ones on the video talking about her experiences. And we recorded that several years ago. So, so delighted that Anjali is still with us. Anybody else want to chime in? If not, we'll wrap. Oh, Spirit Song is back. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to share one more thing in response. Every experience is different to me. For many of us. And one element that makes it so beautiful is the element of trust. Just pure, deep trust that we're exactly where we're supposed to be. And what is happening is perfect for us and for everyone else. I just wanted to share that.
Wise words. Thank you, Spirit Song. Anybody else? Subtle frequency shift again. Thank you, Alice, for hanging around and giving us bonus energy. All right, that might be it. Unless someone jumps in like right away, we'll wrap it up. All righty. So I know I say it a lot, but so grateful to each and every one of you who showed up, whether you were live or on the recording. I treasure your presence. As a reminder, over 90% of our members don't even do live calls. They just come in via the recordings. So I know I'm working with a huge number of people who I don't see in the participant window. So grateful for your presence as well. Through the magic of the Akashic Records, we all come together beyond time and space. It's really cool. All right. So grateful. Again, it's May 10, 2023. Tomorrow night, the 11th, we're doing our community support call. So that is not recorded. So if you want to hang out and, you know, connect and, you know, in a meaningful way with your fellow members and me, just show up tomorrow night also. And of course, we'll have anywhere from 2 to 4 events every single week. So glad y'all are here. And big blessings to you all. Good night.